This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back to the next hour of the Alex Jones Show live this Friday, 27th of November edition. We're talking to Christopher Murphy, the lawyer for Gregory Helen Elliott, who, of course, faces jail time in Canada for disagreeing with a feminist on Twitter. So we have these feminists who, again, they're cry bullies. This is the new term that's being coined for these kind of people. These feminists and social justice warriors who alternate between playing the victim and playing the aggressor. So they've already publicly shamed this young man for making an online video game simulation. Now they go after Gregory Helen Elliott for trying to defend him. Mr. Murphy, isn't it the case, this is what I read, that they actually, as part of this public shaming campaign, they tried to frame him as a paedophile, or at least that was in the works as one of the ideas to publicly shame Mr. Elliott, correct?
Well, so what happened is, this is now later in November of 2012, Mr. Elliott literally has not sent a tweet about any of the complainants for over a month. And a woman in Toronto tweets something to the effect of, I've got a 100 square foot apartment. Mr. Elliott writes back to her, I'd like to see it sometime. She writes back something to the effect of, screw you, I'm 13 years old, you're a pedophile. Okay? So that had nothing to do with the complainants. But the complainants were, somehow became aware of this series of tweets very quickly, within minutes. And all of a sudden, they started, one of the complainants, Ms. Guthrie didn't actually send the tweet out herself, but contributed to some of the conversation, sent out a tweet wherein Mr. Elliott's identified as a pedophile, and that starts going viral. Okay. Now what happens is then within an hour of that, they find out that this person was not actually a minor, but was an adult, but they don't do anything to correct the record. And in fact, when they come into the police a few days later with the select tweets, bring in the pedophilia tweets and give them to the police, even though they knew by that point this person was an adult. And Mr. Elliott, of course, attempts to defend himself against these pedophilia accusations. And those tweets wherein he's defending himself against false pedophilia accusations were tendered by the prosecution at Mr. Elliott's trial as evidence that he was criminally harassing the complainants. And I'm not making that up.
So defending yourself against charges, fake charges of pedophilia, now constitutes harassment. That's completely ridiculous.
They were part of the prosecution's case that Mr. Elliott was contacting the complainants. And obviously he was contacting the complainants to say, listen, I'm not a pedophile.
And he was merely tagging them in the tweets, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he wasn't mailing them. He wasn't calling them up on the phone. He was tagging them in a tweet, for right. God's sake.
Yes, exactly.
And so the precedent, from what I understand it, they're trying to create this precedent where if you, as a feminist or as whoever, fear for your safety, that constitutes proof that someone is threatening your safety if you just merely claim it, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean... I believe that somebody can be criminally harassed on Twitter. So, Paul, if I, for instance, were sending a tweet out every few minutes tracking your location and telling the internet what you're wearing, then whenever you go out of your house, you might look over your shoulder wondering whether or not this person is following you, and you might ultimately feel fearful about that. And I don't think that it's impossible to criminally harass somebody on Twitter. But that's not the case for Mr. Elliott. He had never seen these people other than the one dinner 6 months earlier. He never indicated that he was watching them. This was just political dialogue on Twitter. And everyone obviously follows, they're subject to the rules on Twitter. And actually one of the complainants asked Twitter to suspend Mr. Elliott's account Twitter wrote back and said, forget it. The examples you provided us do not violate the Twitter rules. And in fact, the examples you provided us show us that it's a two-way conversation. So we're not
amazing. Welcome back. Long segment with Christopher Murphy after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Black Friday edition, talking to Christopher Murphy, the lawyer for Gregory Allen Elliott. And this case is crucial, and yet it's had relatively little mainstream media attention. I know Christine Blatchford with the National Post has been covering it. Apart from that, there's not really a lot of information out there in the mainstream media about this case, despite the fact that it could have fundamental implications for free speech on the internet. And again, before the break, we were talking about the definition of harassment. What these feminists were claiming constituted harassment was Mr. Elliott defending himself against accusations, false accusations of paedophilia, and tagging them in tweets, simply tagging their name in tweets, no direct contact whatsoever. They used that. They said that was harassment. So, Mr. Murphy, pick up the story. At what point was Mr. Elliott banned from using the internet entirely?
So one of his bail conditions were that he was not able to use the internet. So you have to appreciate that at his bail hearing, the evidence that was led was kind of one-sided, because the complainants had brought in just a select number of tweets, and because Mr. Elliott was in custody, we weren't able to access, you know, the remaining number of tweets. We accessed some of them for the bail hearing, but not all of them, obviously. And so one of his bail conditions was that he could not access the internet. That ended up being changed a couple years later. And in Canada, anyway, you have to get the prosecution's consent to change bail conditions unless you go to Superior Court and bring what's a relatively expensive application. So that wasn't done. We had to ultimately get the prosecution to consent to change the bail conditions to allow him to use the internet for...
Because he's an artist, right? He can't promote his work without the internet.
Right, yes. So about a year and a half, 2 years later, he was allowed to use the internet for work and to mount a defense for his trial. And that was it.
So he couldn't use social media, basically.
Oh, no, he's still not. To this day, he's still not permitted to use social media until the judgment comes down on January 22nd.
Amazing. Then there's this other aspect to this. I don't know whether this is true or not. This is what I read. Supposedly, there was some evidence uncovered of one of Elliott's accusers, I don't know which one, being friendly with someone within the Toronto Police Department. Do you think that, if true, had any impact on his treatment?
I don't know. So I've heard some rumblings about that as well. There was a third complainant that was named just after Mr. Elliott's bail hearing. The Crown withdrew the charge against Mr. Elliott in relation to her, so she never got called as a witness. So I don't know the reason why the prosecution withdrew the charge against that individual. So, you know, obviously, if she would have been called as a witness, she would have been subjected to cross-examination by me on some of those points you just mentioned. But I never got to cross-examine her because that charge was dropped just before she was supposed to testify. So I don't know. I don't know the answers to that question.
So this starts to get real media attention this summer. It was the first time I heard about it, and most people heard about it. Then a couple of months later, we had this incident at the coffee shop. Tell us what happened there.
Right. So this is just about a month ago. So Mr. Elliott, he's an artist, and so he frequents this area of Toronto. It's kind of a little bit of a hippie neighborhood. Lots of public markets, coffee shops. He's been frequenting that neighborhood for years. He hangs some of his art. And the art, it's not paintings. These were just statements. I believe one of them related to the court of public opinion, one of the pieces of art. So a woman comes into the coffee shop and orders a cup of coffee, turns around and throws the coffee on two of Mr. Elliott's posters. And this is after, there had been a backlash against the coffee shop on Twitter and on Facebook, basically demanding that this art be taken off the walls because it made the environment unsafe for women to attend. And the
it wasn't even anti-feminist or anything, right?
No. There's nothing in the posters that was could be construed in any way to be anti-feminist or threatening. Nothing. And so the coffee shop wrote a very reasoned response on Facebook, saying essentially, "Listen, Mr. Elliott is innocent until proven guilty. He's an artist. We are not going to censure artists because they've got some charges against them." And then a couple days after that, a woman comes in, throws the coffee on the art. And I would have thought that would have been received negatively by the people who have been kind of bullying Mr. Elliott all along. But the opposite was true. This was a criminal offense that this person committed by throwing the coffee on the artwork, because the offense of mischief. This was being trumpeted afterwards as some sort of accomplishment, that committing a criminal offense, defacing an artist's work, was somehow a good thing. And that, to me, that was when, for me, I just decided this whole thing is just ridiculous. And because if this is what is lauded on the internet, and Mr. Elliott expressing his right to in Canada, there's a constitutional right to freedom of expression, much like there is in the United States. Mr. Elliott is discussing political opinions on the internet, some of which he agrees with, some of which he doesn't. He gets charged criminally for that, but a person who goes in and commits a criminal offense by defacing an artist's work is lauded on the internet. And it just is up is down, black is white.
And again, it goes to the point, I mean, we saw it with Protein World, those ads being defaced. Of course, the company simply used it to their advantage and made millions more as a result. But again, it's the intolerance of free expression. This artwork couldn't even be construed as offensive to anyone. Like, no. That was even a, you know, something to consider in the first place. So
what was offensive to this group was the fact that his name was on the bottom of it. That's what made it unsafe for them to go into this coffee shop, because Gregory Allen Elliott's name was literally written on the bottom of his own artwork. And so therefore, you can't go into that coffee shop because you feel unsafe.
Right, and because it was basically him standing up for himself and saying, you can't ruin my entire life. You can't ruin my, you know, my career with these public shaming tactics. They didn't like that, and so they went, as they did with Protein World, and defaced the artwork.
Great.
Let's finish up. Let's talk about how we can help with the crowdfunding. But what will the consequences potentially be for free speech on the internet if Mr. Elliott is found guilty?
I personally believe that if Mr. Elliott is found guilty, there could be significant consequences, because, like I said before, he didn't do anything that was threatening. There are a lot of threats made on the internet that don't go investigated by the police, death threats. Those should be investigated. If you threaten to kill somebody on Twitter, you should expect the police to knock on your door and arrest you for threatening to kill somebody. But if Mr. Elliott is convicted for defending himself, A, and commenting on someone else's politics, B, then people got to be very careful about what they say. And then if you're very careful about what you say, all of a sudden you're censoring yourself. You're not able to freely express your own opinions. And then that starts to detract away from what Canada and the U.S. is supposed to be all about. So I think it has it can have a very significant impact, because people who express their opinions without threatening can now be subject to criminal prosecution. And that's a very scary concept.
And that's why people should be up in arms about this. Tell us about how people can donate to the crowdfunding campaign for Mr. Elliott, because this has run up a $100,000 bill so far, right?
Right. You know, I don't actually know much about the crowdfunding campaign. I'm not involved in that, so I don't believe I can give you any answers to that. I'm sorry. I know that there is a crowdfunding.
That's fine. I've got a link. I'm going to put a link up on Twitter here in the next break. I believe it's already raised over $52,000 last time I checked, so that link's going to go up on my Twitter at Prison Planet in the next break, so people can check this out. Just in the final 2 minutes, any more points on this that you wanted to raise before we conclude here?
Well, I think that it's important that the public be made aware of these issues, and that that Mr. Elliott is and people like him are stuck up for, because, again, this is not something that I believe should be criminalized in any democratic country. And the more people that become aware of the facts of this case, the better from my perspective, because the facts of this case are on Mr. Elliott's side. And if that could help Mr. Elliott get on with his life, then I think that's good, because there's been a fair amount of media attention to this in Canada, and a lot of the social media coming from the same complainants in this case and their group is very, very negative, and it's had a very detrimental effect on Mr. Elliott's life, his mental health. It's been 3 years now. He's been fighting this for over 3 years, and he hasn't worked since these charges were laid. It's had a real, really, real impact on his life.
And this all comes to a head in January, correct?
January 22nd is the judgment comes down, yes.
Okay, we'll be sure to check in with updates as we get them. Christopher Murphy, thanks for joining us on The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Thank you. Again, everybody should be up in arms about this. Massive implications for free speech on the internet. This is what the radicals, the social justice warriors want, the regressive left. They want to silence and censor people for daring to disagree with them under the banner of cyber violence, under the banner of harassment. And if this court in Canada, which should have thrown out this ludicrous case within minutes, goes along with it, it's going to have massive implications. It's a massive threat to free speech on the internet. We'll be back with more news and CJ Pearson on The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Just tweeted out the link for you to support Gregory Allen Elliott. This is the artist out of Toronto. We just spoke to his lawyer, who faces 6 months in jail for disagreeing with feminists. Again, let's emphasize, he did not send a threatening tweet or any kind of message that was threatening in nature at all. He merely disagreed with feminists in saying they shouldn't shame and ruin a young kid's life for making an online video game simulation. That was his crime, and for that he faces 6 months in jail simply because these feminists claimed that they were threatened by him disagreeing with them. Again, this could set an absolutely horrible precedent. So go and support Gregory Allen Elliott. The link is on my Twitter at Prison Planet. Now we're going to go to this special Black Friday report from Alex Jones. Here's the video.
I obsess over win-wins. And so I think I've got four different wins here that I'm going to break down on Black Friday. You can get incredible deals and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com through Black Friday, through the weekend, and until next Monday. And at the same time, you can get informed by watching this video on the fact that most Black Friday sales are a scam. Companies simply raise prices the week before and then lower them the week of to normal prices. And some stores do give better deals on Black Friday, but it's one of the worst days of the year to shop. And this is just a classic example of how people get screwed over because of lack of knowledge, because they're not informed. But by going to InfoWarsStore.com, you fund the very tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty and defending all of our basic freedoms and exposing globalist criminal operations. And we're having an effect on their operations. You're getting great deals and you're getting free shipping. And at the same time, we're exposing the fact that Black Friday itself is a big hoax. Black Friday itself is just a great time to get in traffic jams and to watch people acting like mindless consumer zombies. Now, some people, when I talk about Black Friday, say, hey, wait, you're criticizing the consumer zombies rushing Walmart or Target for video games or whatever, or fighting over toilet paper, but then you're talking about your own Black Friday. Well, yeah, that's what we do. We hijack globalist operations, try to educate people about them, and then try to take the attention that their scams are creating and siphon it off to wake people up. It's like culture jamming. It's like when I cover Miley Cyrus or Kim Kardashian, it's not because I'm trying to cover fluff. It's because I'm hijacking it, using their names to then expose the whole agenda. So free shipping right through to next week, next Monday, and huge deals like 30% off Brainforce, 25% off Super Male and Female Vitality, 99-cent DVDs, over 20% off Storable Food, 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 33% off DNA Force, deep discounts on preparedness gear, and store-wide free shipping. The power you have to vote with your dollar is incredible. And you've seen what we've built here at InfoWars over the years because of the great work you've done supporting us. You don't stand behind us or beside us. You stand at the heart of our operation. You are the resistance. And it's great to have an audience that is free market that understands that. So I want to salute you and thank you, because whether it's a Hillary for Prison t-shirt to stand up for the First Amendment, or whether it's a water filtration system to cut out the glyphosate and fluoride out of your family's water, whether it's the incredible deep cleanse or oxy powder, whatever it is, they're all amazing game changers, because people perish for lack of knowledge. This is a free will universe. This is a universe of free association. And tyranny can never trump the free will and the actions you take. So I salute you on this Black Friday week. We are hijacking it, we are exposing it, and we're helping take the info war into the black, so we have the funding we need to continue on and hopefully even add a few more reporters and cover more of the election on the ground and really, really, really cover the news, really break big stories, and really change the narrative away from globalist control to people-based information. This is teleprompter-free news, folks. This is teleprompter-free liberty. This is from the heart directly to you. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. For myself and the rest of the InfoWars crew, you are family. We salute you. You built this operation. You are the InfoWar.
That's Alex Jones with the Black Friday specials at the InfoWars store. Be sure to go there. And support us, of course. You help us build this platform. You help us grow this platform to reach many, many more people. We're going to go to your calls after the break. We're going to get some more calls in at 800-259-9231. We're talking about Putin. We're talking about the jet shootdown. We're talking about Turkey. We're talking about the war on freedom of speech. So we're going to go to John, Steve, Antoine, and other calls, 800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news on this Black Friday at Infowars.com. Get your calls in and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. We got Rob Dew as well with news popping in. Now, of course, one of the top stories on Infowars.com yesterday was Donald Trump tweeting out a link to Infowars. Now, of course, that's not a huge story in and of itself. I've disagreed with Trump on some issues in the past. For example, you know, he gave a speech a couple of days ago saying how great waterboarding was and that we should torture terrorists. Of course, we know for a fact that waterboarding and torture doesn't work. It only extracts false confessions. But then he said we should do it anyway because look at what they're doing to us. Well, we've been through that argument a million times. America does not stand for torturing people, especially given the fact that most of those people who came out of Gitmo were basically goat herders and taxi drivers. I think it's like 90% of them were proven to have no connections to terrorism whatsoever. And anyway, it doesn't work. So why would you sacrifice the national reputation of country on that premise? I mean, does America want to turn into North Korea? So I've disagreed with Trump on a lot of issues. I'd still find the fact that he had a phone call with Bill Clinton 2 weeks before he announced his run for the Republican candidacy very odd indeed. So it's not as if we've been, you know, in this full-on worship fest for Trump, as many conservatives have. But he did send out this tweet because there's been a controversy surrounding him over the past few days, which is he basically came out and said there were thousands of Muslims celebrating 9/11 in New York, in New Jersey, on September 11, 2001. The media came out and fact-checked him and said that this never happened, there was no evidence of this. So then Trump pointed to a Washington Post article which was published on September 18th, which did make reference to Middle Easterners celebrating 9/11, basically, you know, cheering and hollering on top of a building as the plane went into the World Trade Center. Now, of course, people who have studied that kind of information for the past 14 years know that those individuals weren't Muslims, they were Israelis. This was the infamous case of the Israeli art students. Of course, speculation at the time was that they were spies, they had advanced knowledge of the plot, and you can debate that ad infinitum, but they weren't Muslims. So Trump was wrong in that regard, but it's not wrong to say that there's a ton of anecdotal evidence to suggest that there were Muslims celebrating 9/11 in New York and in New Jersey on that fateful day. In fact, there was a hashtag that Trump drew attention to where people were giving their stories, people who lived in New Jersey, who said they personally saw crowds of people, up to 100 people, Muslims, celebrating 9/11. So then Infowars.com publishes this story out of BizPak Review, which is basically the writer's story of how she also personally saw Muslims celebrating 9/11 on the day of the attacks. Trump tweets it out, tweets a link to Infowars.com, but of course that's not the story. The story is the crybaby, butthurt, frothing meltdown in the immediate aftermath, which was, oh my God, Donald Trump tweeted out the discredited Infowars.com. You know, like we haven't been on the Drudge Report for 5-6 years, like we haven't been picked up by all these massive publications. The fact that Trump did it, this is surely going to be the final straw for Trump. This is going to sink him. Of course, complete baloney, and yet the likes of Gawker came out with a headline. I mean, how short for news do you have to be to write about the fact that Trump tweeted Infowars? He's talked about this before. We had the drug smuggling footage out of Mexico with Josh Owens and Joe Biggs. Trump mentioned that in a live speech. And again, people got butthurt over that, like that didn't happen or that was discredited when we got the exclusive footage. So then you have the likes of Gawker, who of course routinely try and ruin people's lives and abuse inside sources and the whole nine yards, like they're the paragon of credibility. Trump tweeted an Infowars.com link and the election is still 348 days away, like it was some kind of cardinal sin. The article reads, the text of this tweet is the headline of an article published on Conspiracy Theory Suppository, Infowars.com, in which a New Jersey resident argues that Donald Trump's claims about Muslim Americans celebrating the destruction of the World Trade Center are not fear-mongering crypto-fascist lies. So again, they're making light of it. They've devoted an entire article to the fact that Trump tweeted Infowars, God forbid, and of course the crybaby butthurt meltdown from liberals on Twitter then commenced. You also had the likes of Think Progress coming out with this headline, Trump cites 9/11 Truther website to support his false claims about 9/11. Of course, the claims weren't false. There are numerous anecdotal reports from individuals who were in New Jersey on that day who saw Muslims celebrating 9/11. So that's not false. I mean, maybe to claim that there were thousands is an exaggeration. But the fact is, numerous people now in the aftermath of this controversy are coming out and saying they saw the same thing. But isn't it interesting that Think Progress comes out and immediately writes a headline about this similar to how Media Matters, which is one of their affiliated organizations, basically writes an article. They don't do it anymore because it became too ridiculous, but they used to write an article every time Drudge linked to InfoWars, like that was evidence of some dark, seedy collusion, and like that discredited Drudge simply because he was linking to us, which, you know, he has done probably over 1,000 times in the years since. And of course, Think Progress, which we documented before, is basically an Obama White House front group. They have weekly meetings with the Obama administration. And in fact, the Center for American Progress director, which is the group behind Think Progress, Jennifer Palmieri, said the organization is focused around, quote, driving the White House's message and agenda. These are the people that are attacking InfoWars, that are attacking Trump merely for tweeting out an InfoWars link. An Obama front group, an admitted Obama front group, headed up by Bill Clinton's former chief of staff, John Podesta, who of course was also head of Barack Obama's presidential transition team. So this is not an independent media organization. This is a mouthpiece for the White House. And now once again, they're attacking us because they're all butthurt and crying over the fact that, God forbid, Donald Trump tweeted out InfoWars. So the fallout
Paul, I just want to jump in here. You got this Washington Post article from 2001. And here's a quote from it, which we put in our article. In Jersey City, within hours of two jetliners plowing into the World Trade Center, law enforcement authorities detained and questioned a number of people who were allegedly seen celebrating the attacks and holding tailgate-style parties. Tailgate-style parties on rooftops while they watched the devastation on the other side of the river.
Yeah, and that's the article that Trump drew attention to.
Right.
And then the writer of that article, who is a disabled reporter, tried to back away from it. So as soon as Trump was getting on the offensive and the media was starting to, you know, backpedal as a result, this reporter said, oh, I don't remember writing that. I don't know whether that's accurate or not. He actually threw himself under the bus as part of this process. So then they shift the controversy and claim that Trump was doing an insensitive impression of this disabled reporter. And we've got the video now, actually. Play the video. This is the huge new controversy about Trump that's not going to sink in like the previous 15 haven't. Let's go ahead with the video.
Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said. This is 14 years ago. They didn't do a retraction.
That reporter he is talking about is Serge Kovaleski, who now works for the New York Times. As you can see right there, he suffers from a chronic condition that impairs movement of his arms. A Times spokesman says they find it outrageous that Trump would ridicule the man's appearance.
So that's CNN talking about it. So basically they flipped the controversy into something else.
Well, it sounds like he's ridiculing his mind, Paul. It's not, you know, I don't remember 14 years ago. You know, that's what it sounded like to me. That is what he was doing to this reporter.
Exactly. So then Trump came out with this statement and said he didn't even remember the physical appearance or the disability of this reporter. He was ridiculing him for what he said, saying he was stupid. And yet they're still trying to double down on this controversy to try and, you know, catch Trump out. Haven't they learned their lesson by now? I mean, there's an article out in the Daily Caller. 15 times Donald Trump said something people thought would damage his campaign, and it didn't. And this goes back to July, where he said that basically John McCain was not a war hero. Everybody said this would be the end of Trump. This was the end of his campaign, because they seem to be under the false delusion that people who vote for Trump supporters, actually care about Trump making politically incorrect statements, if you can even call them that. They don't care. So how in any way is this going to sink his campaign, when his campaign is supported by people who don't give a damn? When he talks about illegal immigrants, that was supposed to sink his campaign. How dare he be so racist? You know, eventually most of his support came from that stance, build the wall. He was talking about, you know, giving out Lindsey Graham's phone number. That was supposedly a dastardly act that would publicly shame and end his campaign in tatters. Absolutely nothing happened. The whole Megyn Kelly thing. You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever. Oh, my God, how dare Donald Trump, the misogynistic pig. This is surely going to sink him. Talking about Carly Fiorina's face. Again, nothing happened. He only got more popular. So I don't know why they think that this controversy is going to end him, because it's clearly not. He's gone on the offensive again against the New York Times and basically said, you owe me an apology. So again, he's learned the lesson, which is what I tweeted out last night. Never apologize for fake controversies whipped up by the perpetually offended drive-by media. That's what it's all about. This public shaming culture. The only people who become victims of it are the ones who back down, the ones who show weakness, roll over in a fetal position and apologize for something that they shouldn't even apologize for. And what was interesting about that was last night, Trump didn't just retweet that. He actually quoted me and sent it out to all his followers. And then that caused more crybaby butthurt from the liberals and from the mainstream media. And there was even Matt Taibbi out of the Rolling Stone, again, criticizing Trump merely for quoting me. So, again, it's controversy after controversy. He's the Teflon candidate. I don't even agree with him on everything, but it's just funny how these fake controversies only seem to make him stronger. Have you got any more comments on that, Rob?
Well, you know, he said some things like, I think we should put monitor bracelets on Muslims. And he said some things that I don't agree with. I don't think a wall is going to solve anything. I think what you have to do is look at the policies that make people want to come to the United States and stop giving away so many freebies. And, you know, we got to do something with the millions of people that are here illegally. You're either going to, and, you know, he says he wants to ship them back. It just seems it's turning into this prophecy that Alex Jones talked about these FEMA camps. And that is going to happen, I think, in the next presidency. They're either going to create camps for the Muslims that are coming in, or they're going to create them for the immigrants that they want to ship out. And then once those camps are built, look out, people, because they're going to be coming for you next.
All right, let's go to some of these calls now, because they've been holding a while. Let's go to Steve in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Steve. Go ahead.
Keeper from Pennsylvania. And currently in Pennsylvania, we have a governor that does not want to listen to the constituents that elected him by bringing in these Syrian refugees. And we people have put out a petition. 70,000 people signed it. 70,000 people from Pennsylvania signed it. And our governor still hasn't passed the budget with the legislature. Still won't listen to the people. So we're planning a rally likely next week, sometime next week. But I'm trying to get people organized here in Pennsylvania. I'm trying to get gun owners organized, constitutionalists, veterans, whole nine yards, because we all need to come together. We can't be fighting amongst ourselves. We have to come together and act like Americans instead of being this butthurt, maniacal tool that the government's been using to divide and conquer.
Okay, thanks for the call. Yeah, but, I mean, didn't you hear what Obama said yesterday? He said, the Syrian Muslim migrants are just like the pilgrims on the Mayflower, right? Of course, then he had liberals saying on the same day that the pilgrims were genocidal religious extremists, that they, you know, scalped American Indians and whatever. So they couldn't quite line up what was politically correct and what wasn't. But, you know, Obama said that he's going to forget about, you know, these ISIS jihadists who are going to sneak in via the refugee wave. Obama's already got that fixed. He's going to the Paris Climate Conference to waffle on about global warming, and he said that that would be a stunning rebuke to ISIS, merely because he was going there to talk about global warming. I'm sure that ISIS, Rob, do a quaking in their boots that Obama's going to waffle on about global warming for a few days, right?
Yeah, exactly, and that climate change is causing terrorism in this world. Like, we didn't have terrorism before, and, it, you know, I had arguments with my family about climate change last night, and they start talking about the polar bears, stuff that's been discredited, the ice melting. You know, we're looking at Antarctica, the ice is getting bigger, there's more ice coming up there now. And I just pulled up that change.org petition for the refuse refugees. 71,000 people have signed it. They need 3,700 people to get reach their goal of 75,000. And that's to urge the governor, Tom Wolf, to refuse the admittance of refugees into our state.
And we played a report on the InfoWars Nightly News last week that Dan Badani went and shot at Rhode Island because their governor is also for bringing in Syrian refugees. She seems to be like an Obama mouthpiece that has been elected over there. And it was an amazing cross-section of people he interviewed, talked to a lot of state reps who were informed, talking about how the FBI is not allowing these, has admitted that they can't vet these people. They've admitted it. The head of the FBI said, we cannot vet these people. We're not sure if they are going to be terrorists or not. Yet all the uninformed people who were for this, and mostly they were Syrians who were saying, look, we got to bring these in. These people are vetted. It's mostly women and children. I mean, it's definitely a conundrum. But what is happening? What are the policies that our government has done that has put this sort of in motion, this migrant crisis that is going on? And if you look at, let's see, I believe it was, had it up here a second ago, there, the ringleader of the terrorist group basically came out and said it was the open borders in Europe of the group that attacked in Paris, basically came out and said, it's because of the open borders I was allowed to go freely in and out of these countries. Nobody was checking my passport, and was basically laughing at it. It's a Reuters article. Ringleader of Paris attacks planned more strikes, mocked open borders, say his
source. Yeah, he bragged about it.
Yeah. I mean, just, so those are the policies that are allowing this stuff to happen. It's open borders. It's favorable conditions to give people freebies to entice them to come. And then also it's our foreign policy of creating wars in areas and trying to destabilize governments around the world.
Okay, we'll be back with more of your calls, Sean, Sherry, Robert, Anton, Dion. On the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
I can see 4 miles and miles and miles.
Huge developments in Turkey and Syria. Of course, we had the shootdown of the Russian jet earlier this week. Now we've got even more evidence of Turkey being complicit in selling ISIS oil, funding ISIS, arming ISIS. We're going to get into those stories subsequently. But Alex Jones is back to comment on this. Alex, go ahead.
That's right, Paul. In between getting chores done for the company and the family today while you're taking over on Black Friday, I read Kurt Nemo's article at Infowars.com. Your gun promises war with Russia if Russia shoots down plane over Syria. Because we know that Erdogan, the last 3 years, has said more than 14 times, we wrote a story about it 2 days ago, that, hey, we're allowed to fly into Syrian airspace. They even have used artillery in the Syrian territory, claiming that it's in their strategic right. So, total hypocrite. And now he says because of these 250-mile range, supersonic, plane-destroying missiles. We're talking fifth-generation, super-high-tech anti-aircraft missiles the size of an aircraft. I mean, these are super-hardcore missiles. Basically, they're just supersonic giant cruise missiles that the Russians have brought in. I mean, these are usually nuclear-tipped. These are super-hardcore. Of course, they're not nuclear-tipped right now. That they go and fire a bunch of missiles out the front or a bunch of shrapnel. But long story short, Russia has moved in super-high-tech weapons designed to take on NATO and the United States into the area there in Syria, right on the border with Turkey, and saying, okay, next time you fly over Syrian airspace, we're blowing you out of the sky. Hey, tit for tat. And Erdogan has said, this will cause the unthinkable. We're going to respond with full war. So Turkey wouldn't have done this without full NATO backing. He's been given NATO backing. Just like they told Saddam, back in 1990, go ahead and invade Kuwait on record. So they're setting Turkey up. I don't think NATO's going to stand with Turkey if he goes along with this. And you see him in the news saying, Erdogan may have destroyed NATO and all this stuff. This is over the top. In fact, I feel guilty not even being there today, even though I was in this morning until like 11, even though I'm working on a bunch of stuff for the company and getting the word out. I feel guilty. Like, I should be there, but you're doing an incredible job, so is Rob Dude. But this is so crazy when you realize that this is from the official Turkish news. These quotes that Kurt Nemo has in his article are linked to the official presidential ministry making these statements. He actually says, quote, if our planes fly over Turkish airspace and are shot down, it is an act of war, and we're going to war with Russia, and I will not even tell you it's unspeakable war. And Turkey to have U.S. nuclear weapons and medium-range missiles be able to hit Moscow, it's only 500, 600 miles away right there. So this is all World War III type-level garbage. Mainstream news is saying that. This is so evil because here's our government backing ISIS and al-Qaeda. Paul Watson, I just want to add again, funding this operation now more than ever is so key. We're having a big effect. Our news getting out trying to stop this. That's why we have free shipping until next Monday and $9.95 colloidal silver, normally $19.95. In stores, it's $25.95. The exact same colloidal silver. We private label it for the biggest manufacturer in the country. Silver Bullet, $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. And I throw in this on Black Friday because I don't think this will be the end of the world, but it could become that. The point is the elites are getting more and more reckless every day. It is totally insane, and I can't believe that more media in the U.S. isn't opposing this homicidal, genocidal, over-the-top idiocy. Look, if Turkey can shoot down Russian aircraft that fly in their airspace for 9 seconds max and keep violating Syrian airspace, this is just incredible. And the president said, you keep supporting Syria, you're terrorists, that's why we're doing this.
And all right, we'll be back with more after the break. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.